The Pasco County DEC is providing this podcast as a public service in order to let you know more about the issues and ideas which Democrats have identified as being very important for voters, and also to provide a forum for Democratic candidates for office. Our podcasts are open to anyone interested in how Pasco Democrats are dealing with the important issues of the day. You can check out our PascoDems.com website and also on Facebook, Pasco Dems, and the views expressed by the guest and host on our podcast are their own, and not the official views of the Pasco County Democratic Party or Democratic Executive Committee. And today we're going to be interviewing our guest, Alicia Vallee, and talking about the current mask mandate issue, particularly here in Pasco County. And I want to welcome Alicia to us, and thank you for the work you've done so far, particularly picking up the petitions and so forth. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us what exactly are we talking about in terms of Pasco County and mask mandates?
Hi, Cal. Thanks for having me. So here in Pasco County, we don't have what people are referring to as a mask mandate. We don't have any kind of mask requirement in our schools. Over a dozen counties in Pasco have already enacted something like this to try to protect their kids, but Pasco has done nothing. And I've just been working toward trying to get them to take some action.
Uh-huh. And let's see. Well, of course, you made news the last time you went to the September 7th school board meeting. What happened then?
The September 7th meeting. I think that... the last one that we just had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not actually at the September 7th meeting. The one that made all the news was the one that happened... unless I have my dates mixed up here, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
protests and emails and activism that I'm, new to. So I just need to pull up my calendar here for a second to make sure that I have the right date for you.
Mm. And while you're looking, just what we basically want to say to people now is that whenever that date was, when you went to the school committee meeting, how were you and the others who were protesting their lack of action, how were you handled?
The last meeting that the school board had was on September 14th, and that's what I was talking about, the meeting that I was at. So
okay.
You're referring to, my apologies, the one that was on September 7th where we had the car parade.
Yeah.
And that's the one that got all the media attention. The first meeting I actually went to was, I went alone, and that was back on August 17th, so that's why I was getting mixed up there. People usually ask me about that one first. I went alone to that board meeting. A lot of people signed up online saying that they were going to go, but no one else really showed up. So I went alone to that meeting. It was very hostile. It was the first time I had ever spoke to the board. I waited to the public comments and tried to convince the board that I had this petition and I wanted to get masks in our schools. I had over 1,000 signatures. And, needless to say, that wasn't successful. However, that first August 17th meeting was when Kurt Browning said, and I quote, "We are drowning." The word he used was drowning in COVID cases in Pasco County. The example he used was, "We're trying to bail out a sinking ship with a thimble." So he was telling all of us, yes, we are in dire straits here. The health department can't keep up with the contact tracing. We are overwhelmed with COVID, yet we're taking no action to do anything about that. So when I left that meeting, I went home and started planning for that September 7th meeting because I knew that we needed to do something bigger. It had to be more than just me out there protesting. So that's when I went online. I had already had the petition started. It all started back on August 5th. This was when I went to my daughter's middle school orientation. She's a new middle schooler. And the format for this orientation was a pep rally, which meant a packed gym full of teachers and students and their parents
mm-hmm.
and cheerleaders
mm-hmm.
and very few masks, maybe 5% of people were wearing masks. And I was horrified because I knew that Kurt Browning had encouraged people to wear masks, but there wasn't a mask mandate. And I didn't expect the number of people wearing masks to be so low. And I was particularly disappointed to see staff and administration not wearing masks. So I went home that day and started the petition, even though I've never created a petition before.
Mm-hmm.
I went on change.org and just kind of figured it out. And then I thought, okay, I have to go share this petition. So then I logged onto Facebook, and Pasco County Schools has a website on, or I'm sorry, not a website, a page on Facebook. And Kurt Browning had posted a message that day, a video message, saying that he would not be requiring masks in schools. So in the comments section, I dropped this petition saying, hey, if you disagree, please sign. I'm sure you can imagine I got a lot of heat for that. There were people on there replying to my comment, calling me a communist. But the good thing that came out of it was I met Carrie Martin, who was a parent over on the east side of Pasco, who felt the same way. She commented back, yes, trust the science, and then started direct messaging me through Facebook. And together, we were like, we're going to team up here and try to make something happen. She said, I'm going to create a Facebook page. Will you admin on my Facebook page? And I said, sure, not knowing what I was diving into. But that's how it started. So together we created this Facebook page so parents would have a place to go to get more information about the mask mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lack of mask mandate.
Right. Now, in what we've, of course, obviously, this has been a terrific issue for both sides of people who are for and against and so forth. I read an interesting thing this morning, and you probably have already heard it, but DeSantis is being accused of having nearly as many killed by COVID in Florida as there were in the Vietnam War, which I thought was a rather astounding statement. Yeah. Let's see. Now, your experience in getting these 2,000 signatures, and have you gotten any more?
I have since then. And honestly, since I brought it to the first meeting with 1,000 signatures, I went back to the second meeting with, you know, maybe 30 people with me and 2,000 signatures. Said, I'm back now. I've doubled the signatures. And that's still not getting any attention. So although the petition is still out there, I've stopped. I've tried to focus my efforts elsewhere because I think that we need the parents to show up and not just sign. Because if 2,000 isn't enough, I'm not sure 10,000 is going to be enough.
Right.
I think it was a good idea. It let me know that there's lots of other people out there, lots of people to support this idea. But it doesn't seem to be resonating with the board. So although the petition is still active, I've been trying to focus my efforts on getting parents and teachers to come out to the board meeting to be seen, because I think that a lot of the attention goes to whoever's loudest. And there are a lot of people who are anti-mask who show up at the board meetings and make a lot of noise. And as you've seen in the news at other, not just Pasco County, other counties, there's in the news. They're getting the attention. So I just want the board to know that there's just as many people upset about not having masks as there are about having masks to begin with. So.
Right. That's one of the things that I was kind of ironic. I thought Superintendent Browning said that their purpose here is to educate kids. Well, if you're going to educate children, you probably want to be able to say, why is it that you're going to wear a mask? And the answer's got to be because to protect yourself. And that's, I think, a form of education. And I just found it kind of ironic that the superintendent was making that kind of a statement. What's going to happen at the next school board meeting then? You're going to be trying to get as many people to come out as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, so the last protest we had a drive-through. We called it a drive-through protest. It basically was a mask rally. We want to keep everyone safe because we know that everyone's been seeing the news about what's happening in other counties, and they're concerned about coming out to board meetings, especially if they need to bring their children. So, and then we're in the middle of a pandemic, so we figured the drive-through was a better way to do it, so people can stay safe in their cars. They decorate their cars. They, you know, use window markers and write messages on their car windows and drive through the parking lot at the time of the meeting and beep their horns so that they are heard by the board, but still remain safe. So we're just trying to find a way to balance this unique situation.
Right.
So next time on October 19th, we're planning to do another drive-through mask rally. And then we'd also like to have people come inside and speak to the board during the public comments section, which is usually the end of the meeting. So that's what we're working on organizing right now. We're hoping to get more support from the Pasco Dems.
Mm-hmm. I heard somewhere that when they video the school board meetings and then put it up on the public channel for Pasco County, that the public session, when people speak like yourself, isn't included. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's not actually new. They changed that. I want to say it was 2019, maybe, that they decided that when they were going to start broadcasting their meetings, they were only going to show the public comments that were related to agenda items. So they pause maybe halfway through the meeting and have people comment on anything that's already listed on the agenda. Okay. So if they're talking about busing and you want to talk about busing, you would get up then and speak. And then at the end of the meeting, after they close the meeting, they turn the cameras off. And that's when they have the public comment section where you can get up and have 3 minutes to speak to the board.
Right. Which sort of seems a little bit, wrong.
And record what's happening in those public comment sections, because it's a wild ride. We have both sides in there, and it's the last meeting that you were referring to on September 7th.
Yeah.
It got hostiles. A man had to be removed. So that stuff doesn't end up making the video that they post. So if you were at home trying to find out what's going on at the board, you're not really getting the whole picture of what's happening in that room.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I got one or two more questions to ask you, but this is one. Let's assume for the moment that you've knocked on my house door and you want to explain to me what the problem is in terms of Pasco County and MASC, and explain to me why is it that it's so important that, in fact, we have students and teachers and staff wearing a mask. Why is that important?
Well, in light of our current rate of transmission in Pasco that's very high, and the guidance that we're getting from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC, I think that we should follow the science and we should all be wearing masks in school. Right now, we don't have a vaccine available for our kids under 12. So especially in those K-8 schools, we need to try to lessen the risk of children being infected with this new Delta variant that they are certainly being infected with. If you look at the rates of infection from last year's, the school year last year compared to the school year this year, depending on the day, 6 times higher, 10 times higher, it's significant. We're not dealing with the same COVID that we were dealing with last year. So we need to protect what's going on in the schools, because that's influencing our whole community. Our kids are going out to karate and dance lessons, and they're in Publix, and they're visiting their grandparents. And, you know, we're all active in our communities. So what's happening in the school is not just staying in the school. Mm-hmm. It's affecting all of Pasco.
And let's assume, let's assume for the moment now that I look at you, I've opened the door and you've explained this to me, and I look at you and say, well, hey, it's my body, and I've got to be able to do what I want to do. You can't mandate me wearing a mask. It's against my American rights. How would you answer?
Well, first I would say, if you want to participate in public schools, you're going to have to participate in public health. That's
okay.
Part of the deal. If you're going to be in our public schools, then you have to participate in public health. Also, a lot of people say, well, if I get COVID, but in our situation here in Pasco County, it's not for some of these kids, it's a when, or some of these families, it's when. I've heard people say things like, well, you know, if I'm willing to play COVID roulette, then that's my choice. But if you look at schools like Hudson High School, at their current rate of infection, by the end of the year, by graduation, 100% of students and staff will have tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. The numbers are so high that Pasco Elementary is another one. There won't be any kids left in Pasco Elementary who don't have COVID at the end of the school year if something isn't done. So I understand that people want to make health decisions for themselves, but making health decisions for other people is not their right. And that's what they're doing when they're coming to school and not wearing a mask. And I understand that masks are not perfect. That's the other argument, right? That masks don't prevent all COVID. And we understand that they don't. But we don't have other mitigation methods happening in Pasco schools. Our schools are overcrowded. Our buses are late and overcrowded. I'm sure you've heard about that situation. We have kids sitting 3 to a seat. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're 40 minutes late. Masks will help keep kids in school. People say, you know, our kids missed too much school last year because of quarantines and things. But masks, if we can reduce the rate of transmission, we don't have to worry about kids missing school because they won't be sick. That's what Kurt Browning always focuses on, is he wants to keep kids in school. But I think that's the best way to keep them there, is to keep them healthy. So did that address all of it? I'm not sure.
Well, then, no, it's good. I think the whole idea of the public health situation is good. There's a moral issue, it seems to me, and that is, you may have the right to not do something, but you don't have the right to possibly infect somebody else. And that, I think, is something that's part of the education process that we have to do with parents as well as with students. Okay, now, this has been good. So let me ask you to what final comments might you want to make in terms of the issue and what your plans are for the future and so forth?
Well, first, I just want to encourage everyone to come out and speak about this. I know that there's a lot of people who aren't really involved in local politics. I was one of them until recently. But just learn more about what's going on in the school board. Make sure that you're checking that Pasco County Schools website to see what their dashboard information is showing you about the COVID infection in your school. Know who your district representative is. Who your school board member is for the school that you go to. So when you want to talk about this, you know who to email directly.
Okay.
This is a lot of what's been happening in our Facebook group. I know that, you know, the Facebook group, moms in a Facebook group is kind of a cliche, but there's so much happening in our group that's helping people understand what's going on in the schools. Okay. Because Pasco has stopped contact tracing, we're getting a lot less information than we ever have before. We used to get proper contact tracing, then they moved to an exposure notification, which meant you'll get a call if there was a kid in your child's class that has COVID, but you know, none of the detail of, you know, were they within 3 feet or 6 feet or anything like that, just, you know, hey, someone in the kid's class had COVID. Then they said that was too much to do, and now they're not doing anything at all. So we went from quarantines to then, we'll let you know, and parents can decide if you quarantine, to never mind, we're not telling you anything. So now you can go into the Facebook group or connect with these other parents, and we've got all the data broken down. We got a great volunteer from the community. He's a teacher, his name's Sean Gaudette. He broke down all the data for us school by school, so you can take a look at what's happening in your school and what the rates of transmission are in your school. It's a way to connect your legal resources. We've been in contact with like the Southern Poverty Law Center about lawsuits against DeSantis for the situation. So parents who have kids with IEPs have been reaching out to SPLC. Right. It's a way for them to contact the media. We have that information up there too, because we've been in contact with media. It lets them know of places in the community that are following CDC guidelines, pediatric offices, doctor's offices, that people are having good experiences with, businesses, you know, where to go to take your kid to get a haircut if you want that person to be wearing a mask, restaurants that people feel are safe. Because we have a lot of parents in our group that have their own health issues, like parents with cancer, kids with asthma, and they're trying to protect themselves. And this way we can have a resource for them to be able to protect themselves. Right. So I would just encourage people to get involved and speak out and come join us in this fight to try to protect our kids from bringing COVID home, getting COVID themselves and bringing it home and spreading it in our community.
Okay. Now tell us again slowly, what's the Facebook group name? So if people listening to this, they want to go there, how do they go there? What's the Facebook name?
Sure. It's the Pasco County Parents for COVID Safe Schools.
Okay. Repeat that slowly.
Sure. Pasco County Parents for COVID Safe Schools.
Good. Thank you very much. And thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Your time, Alicia. We may get back to you and see what happens over the next few weeks. But thank you for today, and good luck in your efforts.
Much.